At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Give me a little bit.
You know, Mark always takes me on these redneck adventures.
Yes.
Where we might see people fight.
Oh, hell yeah.
You took me somewhere where there's good food, man. I'm okay with that.
Thank you.
Watching rednecks fight is fun, though. You don't know how many times you'll hear Roll Tide.
Roll what?
Roll Tide.
We be rolling.
They hating. Patrolling.
Motherfucking tide.
They trying to get me rolling tide.
I feel like this needs to come down a little bit.
Yeah. Hey, you can see us all a lot better. Probably because I don't have one all black. Let you guys wear the black tonight.
Oh,
widespread panic.
Oh, yeah.
Is going back to touring. They release some dates.
Huh? It's spreading it wide and far. Go with it.
You know, I am kind of disappointed with the Halloween season.
Yeah.
Not our Halloween episode. It was good.
Yeah.
There was no haunted houses, really.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think those might be a thing of the past.
I think there were haunted houses.
Where?
Hell, I only saw like one advertised.
I didn't see Atrox or none of those being advertised.
No, I didn't see anybody say anything about it. Or even like, normally I see people like posting, you know, like pictures
of
the band.
Woo, we
to
Atrox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing.
You do have a point there. Maybe that's just what... It wasn't what people were doing. I don't know.
There was a lot of house parties this year.
People were partying at the house.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's... You remember the Suttiffs?
Yeah.
They used to do a haunted house.
Yeah.
I actually was a part of it 1 year. Most fun I've ever had.
Really?
I bet, yeah.
Well...
Did the hayride too?
Well, I was working it. No, I was in like the house section of it, and I had like arguably the best spot because as you're walking the house, I was, you know, right behind a door.
Yeah.
And just, you always get them.
Yeah, right there. Jump scare.
Always scaring everybody.
The jump scare guy.
Give me five.
Yep, there you go.
I went to one out in Steens. I think it was,
Steens used to have a good one.
Hicks and the Sticks.
Yeah.
Whatever
happened to that?
And there was a guy in one of those black, like, full face black suits, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he was just standing in a dark shadow, and, you know, I can't see in the dark.
Well, I mean, not and many I'm like, people can.
I can't see at all in the dark. And I'm, like, dragging my hand down the wall where I don't walk into anything.
He brushed him.
And all of a sudden, I feel this boob. Like a man boob, and I start playing with his nipple.
Here.
It's my strong hand.
It's my strong hand. I feel so good. Welcome you to Porch Talk, and we are off the big extravaganza tonight.
Yeah.
You ain't getting no quotes. Brother Cobb ain't here. Big John, what's up?
Oh, man, living the dream. Living the dream.
My man is excited about being back in the field of dreams. His dream.
Yeah.
And Brother Webb, what's up?
What up, guys? Darkness is spreading early. I hate this shit.
We were bitching about that earlier, about daylight savings time. I thought we got out of it, man. I thought when we went to forward time and it was, you know, bright longer, thought we were done. I thought it was over with. No. And then daylight savings time at blah, 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 blah.
It's only been like 2 or 3 years in the talking of them, like, doing away with it all together.
But I thought we had finally gotten it. I thought it was finally going to happen. I
hadn't heard anything about it in about a year. So.
Yeah.
You never do.
I know.
Yeah, you never hear anything about until it. Until it happens. Time to change.
Oh, here it is. Happens.
Then you're looking at your cell phone the next morning. You wake up at 5:30 in the morning.
I woke up at damn 4 this morning. I was like, why am I wide awake right now at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Like, I went to bed at like, I don't know, 10:30 last night.
Oh, and God, so you woke up at 2 this morning.
I woke up at 5.
Woo! It's a great day.
Yeah. I did everything I could think of around the house. And by 8 o'clock, I was like, well, what do I do now?
By 8 o'clock, I took a nap. Shit. I woke up at 5:30 and was like, fuck. I watched a movie, and I'm like, shit. Might as well take a nap. So... took a nap at
8 a.m. And I know that they've been talking about it for years, but like with each passing year, like you said, 2 or 3 years now,
yeah,
I always go back and I'm like, this is the last one.
This is the last time.
Because they always say that when it goes back to daylight savings, and I'm sorry about the computer, it's having a seizure.
Yeah, if you can hear any beeping.
If there's any beeping, maybe it'll zoom in and I'll get back.
My favorite part of the episode.
And puppet.
But yeah, it's like every year around this time, everyone kind of gets to talking, jiving a little bit about it. And it's got a little blood on here.
A little bloody. I mean, it's severed.
I can't take this.
Excuse us about the beeping. We're finna try to get that. Net taken care of, maybe. I don't know.
Mm-mm. No.
Oh.
Oh.
Magic touch.
Maybe.
Maybe not. It'd be alright.
The Lenovo.
It'd just sound like a really horrible sensor. It's okay.
The old Lenovo crapping out.
Oh, man. This is my Lenovo.
I think it is.
I think you got it.
I think you have it straightened out.
Yeah, there you go.
I see you fucked with it.
It's okay.
Everybody hold your breath.
We're good.
So, past 2 or 3 years, every time it comes around this way, because they all agreed that they were just going to keep it at daylight savings. Matter of fact, we got a coworker. He's out from out west Arizona where they don't do it.
They don't recognize it.
And we were talking about that yesterday. He brought it up and he was like,
hey, what the hell?
Hey, will you tell me a little bit about this, like, daylight savings? we're going back an hour tonight? And I was like, yeah, so like if you go to bed before like 2 in the morning, you get an extra hour of sleep. And he's like, that's pretty nice. And I was like,
no.
Well, then you got to deal with it getting dark at 5 o'clock every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go in at 5 and you get off at 5. It is dark the whole time.
How's that going to affect you? Like, I mean, I'm
a farmer.
You're a farmer now.
But we're indoor farming. So
they got artificial light.
It's the LEDs are running the same no matter what time it is.
Yeah. Okay. I was curious to see, like,
I thought it was going to affect us, too. And I'm like, well, it ain't going to affect those LEDs at all.
Fair enough. Maybe the heating, or I'm sure you got to keep it at a certain temperature.
Yeah, you know, you got a range. You don't want it to get too hot, and you don't want it to get too cold.
Got to keep it just right.
About 80 to 85 degrees. 78 to 85 is where you want it to be.
That's about what we had all month. That's been pretty good.
Have you ever thought about why Papa's porridge was hot, Mama's porridge was cold, but Baby's was just right? You ever thought about why that was?
I mean, it's just the way they liked it, right? Is there a story about it, or are we getting somewhere?
Well, you're going to have to elaborate.
Are we getting in something we don't know?
Daddy got his first.
Okay.
Then the baby, and it was just right. Okay. And then Mama ate
last. Yeah, okay. It makes sense. That makes sense.
Mom ate last. That's right.
That's what happens.
But when you start going into the long bed, short bed, wide bed, like I lose it with that. But that and that, I get it.
That was just their size, you know. That was just,
well, look at there, I'm solving every kind of problem I can think of. I have news for all of you who would like to make $5,000.
Oh yeah,
maybe 10.
Oh, maybe 10.
If you're a group, probably the most popular Halloween costume of this season, you would go as Ray Gunn, the Australian breakdancer from the Olympics. And well, she has become quite the cultural icon, and she's tired of all the hate. And so she put out a video of she's been practicing, John.
Okay.
And she's improved.
She's doing better.
She can wobble on her head a little bit.
Doing some 1980s breakdancing there.
So you think that you could do better? $5,000. Send a video. Go to hashtag Raygun Challenge. There's a whole website. It'll lead you there. Check it out. Get in the game. I would like to see somebody that listens to the show win.
That would be cool. That would be awesome.
But wouldn't it be crazy if the Jabberwockies...
The Jabberwockies, they're going to tear it down. I'm like, all right.
So you got to be careful with anyone.
Yeah, anyone. Yeah, fucking Usher can get up there and... I don't know.
So, yeah. Wait, yeah. That's Nelly.
Yeah.
That's like, what?
What about JoJo Siwa? Did you get some updates on her?
She is getting heat for her dance that she's trying to make viral.
Which one?
The karma where she's just stomping.
Is she
That's my favorite one.
Is she out of the lost and found?
Yeah, she's been found. Okay. Apparently, they're just not talking about that anymore.
Wow, they're like, oh, we're gonna push that under the rug.
Yeah,
I'll tell you something.
I don't talk about that anymore.
All right.
If you think I'm gonna forget about JoJo Siwa.
Never.
You can forget
Never
it.
Never gonna forget.
I still think about Amanda Bynes.
Oh wow, oh, she's yeah. she just did something. Whatever. I don't know what the hell it was. I didn't see it. I just saw she was like very excited about it.
She had a little blimp on the radar there.
Yeah, she popped up out of nowhere. I was like, ooh.
Yeah. You used to be so hot.
Yeah, it used to be like.
Oh, we got some haters.
And now I don't even know.
I don't know what's going on with it.
I'm gonna tell you something. Drugs are a crazy thing.
Maybe
Disney?
I think it's Disney. I don't think it's drugs. Because I know a lot of people that do a lot of drugs and they're fine.
They probably would have been better off with drugs, to be honest with you.
Weezer.
Yeah.
We are all on drugs.
Yeah. We are all on drugs.
I don't know. I'm always a little. I saw recently where like Kate Beckinsale.
Still was smoking?
Not with this one.
Really? The last one,
like she was, it was for some like Met Gala kind of thing.
Oh yeah.
And the dress that she was wearing, it was like a very strange.
Oh yeah, very odd shaped.
And you could tell she did not look happy wearing it. That was what she was wearing.
Here we are.
Displeasure.
Yeah.
But yeah. So I mean, every now and then you'll see somebody pop up, and you'll either be like, "Not bad," or
"Not bad."
What happened?
Yeah. That'll do it.
Like Alicia Silverstone, still hot.
Mm-hmm. Just an older version.
Alicia Silverstone, you don't know
Clueless?
That is? Clueless?
Oh, I do know.
Okay. Still hot.
The she's Babysitter? Just, like she's Babysitter, the older, Crush. Yeah. That was it. Crush.
That was she was in The Babysitter, too. Yeah. That was her.
Oh, yeah. Was she like the mom or something?
No, she was The Babysitter.
No.
One time, yeah.
There you go.
No.
You caught up on JoJo Siwa. We love you if you're out there. I'm going to start making shorts of our JoJo Siwas in hopes.
Just the JoJo.
Yeah, maybe we can get her to call in sometime. Yeah. Give us a live update.
It was live. I'm fine. Beyonce was just teaching me to dance.
JoJo, you don't need any help from her.
No.
You're doing it just the way you are. Maybe we're big fans down here.
Maybe we can get her to just Porch Talk sticker on her forehead. That'd be great.
We'd love it.
Get her to get a Porch Talk tattoo.
Well, I was going to get her like a stomp box.
Oh, yeah.
And she could stomp the logo.
There we go.
Yeah.
Stomp the fan in there.
It works.
Sell merch.
Yeah, the official Porch Talk stomp box.
And Haley Welch, she has stretched her 15 minutes of fame to a 45 minute of fame.
Yeah, she's
still, I don't think she's going anywhere, bro.
She's still out there. Her podcast kicking ass, apparently.
Still out there.
Oh, I did see something, because I saw, you know, the Rizzler, the little guy that hangs around with the double chunk chocolate cookie.
Yeah.
That guy, and Big Justice. But I saw that someone had memed the Rizzler on her podcast. Yeah. And that's probably going to happen now. They went on Jimmy Fallon, those three.
Mm-hmm.
And you could tell that Jimmy was not a fan of the boom meter. Like, every time they were going, boom, he was like, oh, my God, this is... He felt like we all feel.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they have been going to MSG. Like, they're hooping with the Knicks. They're going to all the major league events, getting put up on the Jumbotron. TikTok. If you ever wanted to make it, that's where you do it.
That's where you kind of figure it out.
Because, I mean, I know a lot of musicians that somebody heard their song, and, like, there's a guy just outside of Tupelo. Like, possibly the first song that he had ever written, and it was, you know, think Dirt Road Country. It got picked up by a show on the Hunt and Fishing Channel. And now he tours the country, and he played. He just was invited to an award ceremony. And if you'd have talked to him about that a year and a half ago, he was only playing his guitar at his house, which was what he was doing when he made the video.
Yep.
And it just caught fire.
Yep, that's what happens.
So maybe I should have been on TikTok.
Just never know how. That's how fucking, you know, like Justin Bieber got like found or whatever. It was like some damn weird video.
And like a Vine or something?
Yeah, something. And then he was just like...
Diddy found
him. Like, look at this little girl.
Diddy found him.
And Diddy definitely found him.
And I feel very bad for Bieber.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, that's going to be your Epstein files. Never going to get any answers on that.
No. No, they'll probably suicide him before long.
Oh, what? Him and Epstein just end up on the same island somewhere and just live happily ever after while everybody thinks they passed on? And they probably just keep doing it?
Yeah. Maxwell, she's still alive, right? She didn't get suicided.
Apparently, he's still in jail, yeah.
Yeah. As far as we know.
Never gets brought up.
I don't ever hear anything about her.
I thought it was Rikers Island, but no, it's not. I don't know where it is.
It's the celebrity jail in California.
Oh, I thought they had her holed up in New York.
Mm.
Well, there you go. Yeah, that's...
L.A. County is like the
celebrity. And they've, and it just... how far down the rabbit hole or conspiracy that you want to go, but my buddy Zach was telling me this yesterday, and my brother worked at Walmart, so I could debunk this quickly. We could probably call my brother right now. But he was like, have you ever paid attention to like how every Walmart parking lot is exactly the same in the way that they build the sewers? He's like, where the manhole is and how all that's designed. And he's like, and then if you'll pay attention to how the freight trucks come in, I was like, yeah, they go to the docking around the side or the back. That's where the trucks go. He's like, not if the truck is from China. And I was like,
how the hell does a truck from China come in?
That's what I had a lot of questions. It was easy to poke holes in this, but apparently this truck from China, they back it up to that sewer drain right there in the middle of the lot. They block it off, unload the truck, and it gets lowered down into the sewer. He believes that there are tunnels that connect every Walmart.
That is fucking insane. I mean, I believe some crazy shit. That is fucking weird.
Yeah,
I didn't know.
No,
I love it. I was like, oh, tell me more. Tell me more.
There's no way that Walmart is that.
There ain't no way.
I mean, if they are connected like that, that's fucking awesome.
Well, they ain't, I mean, if fuck, they ain't never shit here. They can't get it from...
we're not getting enough here in Columbus, like, Walmart.
All right, you got to tunnel down to somewhere else. Why don't you just shell it on over?
Yeah, just send us some shit. Why is the iced coffee always sold out everywhere?
You having problems with your coffee?
Man, I get the quart or the half gallons now.
Oh, you've upped the game.
Yeah, no, I get the big ones, and I, you know, fill up a cup and that shit. That's how I get my coffee now. The brand I always buy is always, almost always sold out.
You can just make some coffee and put it in the refrigerator.
I don't do that. No, I mean, they pay somebody at a factory to put that in that carton for me.
Right. Just like peaches come in a can, coffee comes in a half gallon jug, and it was put there by the man downtown
for me,
for you,
yeah,
and for me. Peaches
just for me,
coffee.
Peaches for free.
But yeah, you know, when someone wants to spin me a tail like that, I will never stop them.
Oh yeah, I mean, that's weird. That's probably one of the most far-fetched things I've heard this week.
But it leads me to like talking about tunnels and things of that nature. And I actually saw this video where someone...
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
There's no way they have a job. Or maybe their job, some of the time, is spent on Google Earth. But they were like, have you ever looked to see where these celebrity homes, how close they're, you know, like living on the coast, the coastal homes, how close they are to ports, and how probably they get human trafficked into there? And I was like, here we go, the Jezeline P. Diddy thing. Well, you know, like, I don't know.
I mean, that,
so maybe my Walmart guy is not so far off. Maybe Walmart's into the game. Think about Disney World down in Orlando. They got tunnels down there.
There are tunnels under Disney World.
Yeah, they definitely do.
And there are places that even if you work at Disney World and have an all-access pass, that you can't go.
Did you know that Disney had their own SWAT team?
Yeah.
So, and same thing with that is like they, let's just say, you know, you're walking and there's buildings. Some of them you can walk into and buy you some merchandise, or maybe there's a little place where you pop in there and get you a bite to eat. And then there are buildings just kind of part of the set that really aren't accessible. Nobody's in there. So you think.
There's people watching you.
There's people in there.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They got the eye on it.
Everywhere.
And the things they see me do.
I mean, I watch people real close, too, and I'm pretty sneaky about it. I'll just be sitting somewhere, and I get to watch people, you know, pick their nose and scratch their butts and all that kind of shit.
Oh, yeah. It's my favorite thing to do. People watch. The aquarium.
Mm-hmm.
How's that aquarium been, dude?
It was wild.
Wild for Halloween? Yeah. Had to be.
There was a lot of people there. It was a Scooby-Doo year, apparently.
That was a thing?
Saw quite a bit of Scooby-Doo.
A lot of Scooby-Doo going on.
I figured it'd be like nothing but like Art the Clown and damn.
Nobody really did any kind of horror-y stuff.
Really?
Yeah. What? I saw a guy that was dressed up as the villain in the Black Phone.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. Nobody knew who he was except for me, though.
Yeah.
I'm like, ah, that's fucking cool.
I get it.
Yeah.
And he probably appreciated that all night because you're the only person.
Like, great,
only
person
that knew what he was from.
Like, I'm glad.
Somebody gets it.
So apparently they're coming up with a Black Phone too.
That'd be cool.
I saw that. Yeah.
I'm a fan. I like that movie.
I like Black Phone. Yeah, it was good. And then they also have another. I Know What You Did Last Summer coming out.
Four or five.
I can't remember.
I know that you know that I know what happened. That summer so long ago.
You think?
I think I know what you did. I did. You did.
You think? What's her name's going to be in it?
Yes, Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yeah, Jennifer Love Hewitt. Oh hell yeah!
And Eddie Prince, whatever.
Freddie Prince Jr.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, both of them. I think are going to make appearances.
Well, that's because they're both their careers.
Yeah, it's about there.
No more Ghost Whisperer. That was a great Jennifer Love Hewitt show right there.
Oh, yeah.
We'll never forget. And just like that.
The Ghost Whisperer. Shit.
Strangers 2. Chapter 2. That'll be coming in April?
No. This month, I believe.
November.
I believe. Like in a few weeks, I believe.
Wonder why they didn't rush to get it
out. That's the third one, I think, comes out in life.
Okay. Well, I was thinking that they were going to have it timed just in time for the season. But they decided to wait after, huh? Interesting.
I don't know what they're what their plans were, but that's, I think that's what it is.
Just kind of how it feel.
Yeah.
With Late Night with the Devil, I think that movie, it dropped like back in June and it went straight to the streamer, like Prime, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I watched it when it came out. And but I got online and I think it may have been you and Cobb, it may have just been Cobb, and I was like, what did y'all think about it? And they were like, eh, kind of mid. And I went back and watched it again in October and it hit the spot.
Oh man, that movie's good, dude.
Yeah, and I was like, I don't know if it took two times of watching, but yeah, the first time I was kind of like, I don't know.
Yeah, I was like that the first time. I was like, okay. Like, but then the second time I watched it, I was like, okay. I don't know if it just... You just had to get warmed up to it or something. I don't know what they are. I wonder, or maybe going into it expecting something else. I don't know. But
since
it was
I
good.
Liked it originally, I wonder if I'll go back and watch it the and same hate it. Time. Yeah. This is fucking
I found
stupid.
It funnier. Like toward the end when he had the guy under mind control, I was laughing, like belly laughing.
Now, I know this is kind of a spoiler, but when the guy hypnotized everybody, that was fucking cool.
Went nuts.
That was cool. Can you please roll the tape back? And
and everything was normal.
Everything was normal.
And it, but it looked like everybody was losing their crap, man.
Yeah, that was wild.
If you ain't seen it, check it out. Late Night with the Devil.
Yeah, definitely check it out.
Now that
and I don't usually put my stamp on movies.
Tubi, even Hulu, a lot of the streamers that were Halloween heavy, I think Tubi had 1,000 horror films you could watch.
Yeah, but they
that's always... over now. It's back to regular.
Nah.
Yeah.
They always had the most horror movies.
They still got plenty, but it's not as many as they did all October. They had a buttload.
And now it's going to be like, I think you're probably going to want to go to like Shudder. What's that other free one? Well, Shudder ain't free, but...
No. Freebie or something?
That sounds right. Freebie.
Freebie, yeah. Freebie's good.
Yeah.
If you want to stay in the know of the movies, speaking of which, I'd like to do a watch-along soon. But the two that you brought up, we're going to have to wait till it's a little more accessible.
Oh, yeah. Well, there is one that is out on streaming now. I can't remember what platform, but The Substance. That movie. If Brother Cobb was here, he would definitely agree with me.
I was going to save it to where y'all could kind of talk about it together, but like both of them pretty much said.
Yeah,
it's...
Best movie.
Best movie of 2024 so far.
Okay, so The Substance. I think I've seen it on one of the streaming platforms. I can't remember which one.
I mean, I can't even...
I think Amazon Prime.
I can't even spoil it for you because I can't even explain it. That's all I can say.
It's a body horror.
If I can... If I were to give any kind of spoiler, if anything, it just... I think it probably had a larger blood budget than any of the Terrifiers put together.
Really?
Yeah. It was, I was like, okay. I can't explain it though, but it was
bloody. I left before that. I left great. About 45 minutes in, and so, and this isn't spoiling anything because it's in the trailer. So you have this actress who is aging out and think 80s athletic TV show, like remember the guy with the fluffy hair, and he was, come on, we can do one more rep
with the oldies.
yeah whatever. And she was one of those types, and Dennis Quaid is like the executive producer of this huge hit station, like think an NBC, and he's on the phone while she happens to be in the bathroom. She overhears this. It's like she's aged out, she's gone, her last day was today, we're moving on, we have to have somebody young. And well, I don't know if she's going to the doctor just for a regular checkup, but doctor comes back. Everything's fine, but his little assistant tells her that she would be a perfect candidate for a clinical trial. The Substance. And, well, she gets something in the mail, throws it in the trash, and then goes out that night, and she's partying down because she's upset about going to work that day and getting a gift basket saying, we had a good run, it's over. So she calls the number the next day and has the package delivered, and the movie moves. That's all the trailer.
Yeah, that's pretty much the trailer, yeah. But Yeah, it's watch it.
A lot more to it than that, huh?
Watch it. Just yeah. That's all I can say. Watch it. It's. I mean, Cobb and I both were speechless afterwards. So.
And that takes a lot. Yeah. So yeah. I was happy to hear that. I hated to leave, but it was I don't know if y'all are like me, but it was over a 2-hour run time.
It was a little long run, but it was an easy.
I can't commit.
It was actually easy though. I mean, once it got to the,
I had to watch it about 3 times.
Yeah, we got about 45 minutes in, and I was like, check the time on that, and then I saw it was like 2 hours and 12 minutes. I was like, I gotta go.
I've got to go. Yeah.
Or I'm gonna be sleeping here. I'm sure everybody knows about Peanut and Fred. Peanut was a squirrel, and Fred was a raccoon, and they were fairly viral on your social medias, and well, a little too popular, and so they the owners, a guy and his girl, well, the city came knocking on their door after the city had some complaints about Peanut and Fred. And they were euthanized.
Oh.
Poor little baby.
So we will pour one out for Peanut and Fred. Because, you know, here in Seatown, our official mascot is a possum. And the closest brother to that is
kind of related there.
Coon.
Yeah.
They haven't. I think they've eradicated most of the possums downtown.
You don't really see them.
You don't see them
anymore. Not as much. You used to see them all the time.
Yeah. And the raccoons, too. You don't hardly see them anymore.
We had one that would hang out at Munson's, like, late at night. And we had just got the kitchen rolling. And so what we used to would do, like, when you're from the pizza peel and trying to shake and get the pizza into the oven, I would shake off that excess cheese, and it would just go in its out. You know, you're outside. It's just on the ground. You can't sweep it up. It's on the dirt. And every now and then, late night at Munson's, around 10, 10:30, when the bar was closing up, you would walk by there, and there would be a little raccoon back there eating that cheese.
Yeah, cheese.
He's hanging out.
Hell, I had a damn possum try to come in a damn AT&T one time in the middle of the day. He woke up and he was like beating on the door, on the window.
Might have canceled his internet service.
Yeah, he was pissed off. He definitely was. I mean, most people that came in the AT&T were pissed off. So I get it, you know, but. But yeah, that was just—it was crazy. I was like, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Like,
we got possums just coming up in the middle of town.
I can imagine that working at AT&T is a lot like working at a rent-a-car place.
Oh, there's a lot of hostility going on there at the time.
I went in there and we had called and confirmed my rent-a-car, right? And I go in there and I'm like, hey, I'm here to pick up my rent-a-car. I'm supposed to be here at 2:00, and it was like 2:00.
You're like. Nope.
I'm you're off from work.
You're about to be describing a Seinfeld episode.
And
they the appointment.
Said, well, we don't have any cars right now. I'm like, then why in the fuck did you give me an appointment at 2 if you don't have any cars? And they're like, that was just for you to know that we were looking for you a car. I'm like, then why didn't you send me a confirmation email? And they're like,
at 2:00, we're going to be looking for one. So,
well, it's going to be about 3 or 4 before the cars start coming. I'm like, then why didn't you tell me to not come in until 3 or 4? They're like, because we don't really know that we're going to have a car. I'm like, so you want me to sit here from 2:00 until
something pull up
in hopes a car shows up?
Yeah,
I got lucky. A car comes up, gets cleaned out, they're done with it. I'm like, all right, sweet. They're like, we got you a car. I'm like, well, it's only fucking 2.5 hours late. But yeah, cool, thanks. Yeah. So I'm like doing my paperwork. Do you want to get our insurance? Yada, 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 bullshit. And I'm like, no, I'm going to use my insurance and yada, yada, la, la, la. Come time to pay my $50 fucking reservation fee. They don't take prepaid cards.
Yeah.
And since the reservation is in my name,
only use a card with your name.
You can only use a card with my name on it. And I'm like, I don't have one. I'm like, will you take cash? They're like, no, can't take cash. I'm like, that is currency.
That is something you can definitely buy things.
That's with. Legal tender. It says it on the bill.
Yeah.
And they say, yeah, we don't accept cash. I'm like, well, what do you accept? A card with your name on it. I'm like, fucking thanks.
this is what I got.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I had a lot of fucking fun Friday.
That sounds a lot like most of my days when I had AT&T.
And the lady, she's just like, was just so nonchalant and telling me no and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you fucking bitch. As I was walking out the door, I'm like, this fucking bitch, I'm going to kill her. And I come back after we go and drop my stuff off that I didn't need to have in the rental car. Because I'm thinking I'm going to get a rental car when I get back at my appointment at 4. I'm sitting there and they're like, oh, you're going to have to get your reservation changed to somebody else's name.
How much does that cost?
Oh, it does. It's not going to cost me anything because, you know, it's not my fault. But lesson learned, from now on, even if it's my fault or not, if I get an accident, I'm filing with my fucking insurance and just going to let them fight it out with other people's. Because I am not dealing with anybody else's fucking insurance on my own ever again.
I've had to do that. It's not, from they, now, they yeah. don't work for you.
From now on, I am filing on mine, and they can fucking figure it out.
I've dealt with it, but I didn't have that much of a problem getting my. Get my rental car.
You're not a pirate like me. I'm sure you got a real bank account.
Well, that I do, but I mean, they had cars and shit. Everything was good. I walked in, got it, and left, you know.
Yeah. I don't trust banks because my account got froze for like 6 months one time.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you got to have multiples. you got to spread it out. You can't put all your eggs in one basket, man.
That's why I just want to cash out. I'm just like, come on, get it.
Hey, I mean, they work, but not for everything, not for rental cars.
And I'm like, dude, I get my direct deposit. I'm like, I got money. Yeah. I'm like, what the fucking problem?
Yeah.
He's like,
can I Venmo you or cash app you the money and you put it on your card? Yeah. Same thing.
No. Yeah. We used to do that whenever we were like selling DirecTV and had to put the damn like installation fee and stuff like that on there. We'd sell it, get all the way to the end card. I'm like, nah, it won't go through because it's a prepaid card. So, yeah. Yeah, that was a lot like it.
Yeah.
So,
I couldn't imagine. I couldn't imagine. Because that lady, I mean, she was nice. She just pissed me off doing her job. You know?
That reminds me of that Seinfeld episode to a T, dude. He walks in. He actually had a car, like, picked out, reservation. And he walks in there and he's like, oh, I'm here to pick up the car. And she's like, oh, we don't have that car. And he's like, oh, we reserved it. We had a reservation. Oh, that's not what that means. He was like, well, how do you define it? And just on and on. Very similar to your tale. Yeah. So he wasn't far off from the...
Right where it was. That's how it goes. That's just...
I've, which,
you know, reserved the right to think that you reserved it is all it is.
Which, any time I need to rent a car, like Starville's got two car rental places. I go by both. I see what they have, compare the rate. Then I go by the day before, and I go ahead and rent it. Just in case, because weird stuff does happen with... vehicles, you know, you never know who's going to be passing through from an airport or whatever else. But I have a system when it comes to renting cars.
I mean, and they were like, well, because my mom was there with me, they're like, well, you can just pay for it and the insurance will reimburse you. So we call insurance and we're like, hey, if we go ahead and pay for this car.
Oh, so this prepaid card, is that what the insurer gave you?
No.
Cash App.
Yeah, it's my Cash App card.
They consider it as a prepaid.
Yeah.
I see.
And, it sucks. It sucks being a pirate sometimes.
You do the pirate life more and better than most people I know, though, that claim that they do it.
Get through it.
Ha! Shit.
Well, go ahead.
I can teach people how to be a pirate.
What is the first thing about being a pirate?
You gotta not trust anything that most people trust.
Banks,
government, police.
A fart.
Farts. And we can't trust farts.
Never.
Guilty. Oh. Anything else to do, guys, before we wrap it up here?
Put me on the spot. I don't know. I'm trying to remember what was.
If you want lessons on being a cockroach, send me an email. I'll help you out.
Get it around.
Yeah, and if you don't know that email, you can just I'll get you in the right direction.
It's out by the trash can. It's written down.
John, put your cash tag up there. They might send you some money.
Hey, you can look right up there to support John. Right up here with the Deftone flag.
Money sign, JMAC 420.
There you go.
Easy to remember. Money sign, JMAC 420. And all right, everybody. Goodbye.
We'll see y'all next week. Y'all be good, okay?
Early holiday savings have arrived at Tanger Outlets. Discover the best gifts from your favorite brands, perfect for everyone on your list. And stack your savings with up to 70% off, plus an extra 15 to 25% off only during Tanger Style. Save at Polo Ralph Lauren, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, Skechers, J.Crew Factory, and more. Hurry in. These early holiday deals last through November 24th. Tanger Outlets. More savings, more cheer.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.